What's up, my beautiful people? Welcome to Business Growth with Riri Okoye, the SME show that gives business owners and entrepreneurs an unfair advantage. This show is proudly powered by Majestically Rare Events, an international events company where only the best events will do for you. And on today's show, I'm going to be sharing 5 reasons you need to be confident when marketing your goods or services. Now, if you've been following me for a while now, you will know that confidence is part of my vocabulary. Confidence is my value. Confidence is what I speak, move, breathe. You know, I've done the Confidence Revolution. I'm the founder of Raising Confident Girls. I've got ebooks on confidence for mothers and daughters. I've got ebooks on confidence for business owners. I've got ebooks on confidence for fathers and daughters. I think you get the picture. I live and breathe confidence. All right. So on today's show, I'm going to be sharing 5 reasons why you need to be confident when you're marketing your goods or services. So what about marketing? What is marketing? Marketing is everything that you do to place your product or service in the view of your target audience. It often involves you strategically sharing information about your products and services. But guess what? A lot of business owners shy away from marketing due to a lack of confidence or to avoid being seen as too pushy. But in a current market today, if you are withdrawn or you don't want to promote your products because you're being seen as, you don't want to be seen as too pushy, I'm telling you, you won't make the big coins. You won't, you know, your business will not grow. So let's consider the following and the reasons why you should be confident in marketing your products. Number one, we buy from people who we feel are confident. When you show your target audience that you believe in your brand, they're more likely to buy from you. Now, I have some examples. Look at Richard Branson from Virgin. He always shows up, doesn't he, on Virgin. Imagine if he wasn't confident. Would he be the billionaire that he is today? And even locally, in my where I'm from in Nigeria, Mo Abudu, you know, Chimamanda Adichie, these are all very confident business moguls, you know, authors, media gurus, you know, and they're confident. And because they're confident, people buy from them when they have products or services out there. All right. Even myself, I tell you about my own journey. When I started out in business, I wasn't as bold and as confident. I'd come from the UK to a very vibrant, you know, events market. And I said to myself, I want to be an event planner. But I was a bit too quiet and I had to stand up and I had to be bold and I had to show myself that, yes, I can do this job. And guess what started to happen? I started to get gigs after gigs after gigs from all different types of organizations, top clients, high net worth individuals, because Riri Okoye showed up bold. Okay, so you have to be confident. People buy from people who we feel are confident. It's a fact. Number two, we recommend people that we know can confidently deliver a good job. Have you ever recommended someone that wasn't sure of themselves or didn't project confidence? Probably not. You would recommend a friend who you know is going to do a great job, aren't you? Number three, we follow people who we feel can lead with confidence. As a business owner, you know that you have to lead, don't you? You're leading your teams, you're leading your suppliers, you know? And as a business owner, are you projecting confidence? Do your target audience recognize you for your leadership skills? Are you a thought leader? Let me tell you something. It's a noisy market out there and you've got to stand out in this day. 2022, you cannot afford to be meek. You cannot afford to be behind the scenes. And that's why all these platforms are making it easier for you, like doing a podcast, going live, having a blog, posting daily, showing up. You know, these are all on social media, and even going for live gigs and doing presentations and doing speaking engagements. Can you show up? I know people now that maybe 5 or 6 years ago, they were not showing up, but now they're all over the place and people are calling them for speaking engagements because they are confident. Number four, We purchase products that we are confident we can trust, you know? So is this communicated in your marketing? Do you have testimonials from satisfied customers? I mean, that is one thing when I'm coaching, that is one thing that I say to my audience. I say to them, you have to get those testimonials. If you have done a great job, let it be noted. Let it be written down by your client that you have satisfied them. I mean, recently, First Bank, they sponsored my radio show. And as soon as we finished our engagement, I said to them, please, can I have a testimonial? You know, and they did it straight away. You know, so it's out there. So nobody can say, oh, Riri, you know, we're not sure. I've got the receipts, as we call them now. I've got my receipts, you know. So you need to get your receipts of what you've done. Are you sharing, if you've got your testimonials, are you sharing them on your social media platforms? Are they on your websites? What about videos? Sometimes I've done events and I've asked my clients to come on a video and do the testimonial, please. You know, you've got to be good manners. Please, can I have a video testimonial? And they will, especially when they've been satisfied, they'll be delighted to. You know, sometimes I can't even get them to stop, kind of. But you have, you know, you've got to push yourself out there. Why not give it a try and let your target audience see how passionate you are about your products or services? And the final thing I want to say about confidence and showing up is we listen to people who speak with confidence, okay? As a business owner, have you sought speaking opportunities where you can demonstrate your knowledge about your products or your services? Are you able to speak to a large audience with confidence and handle the questions and answer sessions? Because at the end of the day, if you are an expert at what you do, you should be able to handle it. If you can, you're doing great. It's a great form of marketing when you can market your expertise. So what I want to say, in this month of October, dedicate yourself to being more confident at marketing your business. It really does pay. Okay? So, it's a wrap. You've been listening to Business Growth with Riri Okoye, and this show is proudly powered by Majestically Rare Events, where only the best events will do for you. You can find out more at majesticallyrare.com. Until next time, I look forward to speaking with you again. Stay blessed and stay safe. Bye.